that happens? I mean, what was just that like watching it unfold?
Yeah, you know, the more pitches you see, the better you feel. I mean, it's an uncomfortable at bat with his arm angle, but you know, the more pitches you see, he's fouling pitches off. He looks like, you know, each and every time he's getting a better read on him. Obviously made a good pitch with the breaking ball to strike him out, but had to work hard, and then, you know, first pitch gets away from him. So, you know, Mark probably had a little something to do with that.
What do you think of Simeon's homer tonight and then ranging out there to left field to grab that ball?
Yeah, well, that was off the bat, it didn't look like he was going to get to it. And, you know, got a great read on it, great jump, and, you know, ended up getting to it fairly easy where you didn't have to dive. So that's a huge play, and obviously the home run's a huge, you know, from doing nothing for a little bit there, and then all of a sudden getting a lead like that. Marcus had a nice night.
What did you think of Fires tonight?
Good again. You know, he just looked like he started getting better as the game went along, too. And, you know, anytime you give us six innings and we got a lead, we feel pretty good about where we're going with it. Obviously, we gave up a run after that, but we're able to come back and respond. So he's been terrific for us and as consistent as you could really hope for almost every single time, maybe less one outing since he's been here.
What's the feeling like a game away from or a win away from playoff
berth? Yeah, you know, it's just going out there and trying to win again tomorrow. Obviously, there's a lot more going on and a lot, you know, being talked about, written about, and so forth. Obviously, we know where we are as a team. So, you know, looking forward to tomorrow and trying to get another win. Hopefully, it'll be exciting.
Good. Good.
What just the late innings and I guess the ninth inning as that rally unfolded, what was?
You know, I think we always have a really good feeling when we're, you know, in the ninth inning and have a chance to win here. You know, typically it's Blake who gets the top half of it because we're tied. And you look at his record, he's been on the other end or on the right side of that many times. And, you know, when Steven leads off with a double, you know, I don't think anybody in our dugout didn't think it was going to get done. And, you know, we're talking about Canna's at bat, which is a really good at bat. Unfortunately, he struck out, but, you know, maybe made him work just enough to throw that next pitch away.
That extra infielder in the ninth, does that change the approach at all or just same thing?
A little bit. You know, you want to try to stay inside it and get it in the air. You know, the right field is basically unattended. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is roll over a pitch, and he had that approach the entire time. He's trying to go the other way with it and get a ball in the air, and that's typically how you can do it.
We talked last night about Chris Davis being an MVP candidate. What about Blake Treinen as a Cy Young candidate?
Well, I'm a little biased as far as that goes. It has happened before. But I don't, you know, you look at his body of work and the record and the ERA and the saves and everything, and I don't know how you can pitch any better. So if you're talking about an award that's for a pitcher, for me, as well as he's done, I would consider him in that as well. And I think the numbers would suggest that. Yeah, good question.
Bob, you sound like you might have been talking about this when we walked in, but what do you expect the environment to be like tomorrow with, you know, with a chance to make it official that you're in the playoffs?
Should be pretty rowdy. I mean, you kind of can't help but think back in 2012 when we came a long way back and, you know, swept Texas to win. And, man, it was hard not to, at times, you know, focus on the crowd because they were so into it. So my guess is they'll be pretty spirited tomorrow. Certainly we have a lot of work to do and we have to play a good game to win.
Okay. Thank you. Right.